Elissa Walker-Campbell, I want to welcome you back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Remember, to listen to the show on the go, just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. You can also listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That's streamysr.com. Normal data rates apply. So hour one, we roll on, and in our next segment tonight, we're going to discuss the NFL and the dangers of concussions and what role can technology play in concussion detection. And what about early detection? I mean, how can that help athletes become better players? So we've got a lot of issues, questions to debate and discuss, and we've invited tonight on YSR, who is joining us, by the way, on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, the CEO of iOne Biometrics, that is Jesse Harper. They are based out of Kirtland, Washington. It's a sports-based technology company. They work with teams at the NCAA, the high school level, to detect dangerous head impacts on the field of play in real time. It's your first time on the show. Welcome aboard, Jesse.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay, so a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about, had an in-depth conversation about Chris Borland's decision to walk away from the NFL after one season. I mean, here he is. He's playing so well, and it appears to be a recent trend because it's not just Borland. I mean, we're talking about Jake Locker, Patrick Willis, and five players at the age of 30 or under retired this year. What was your reaction? And Jesse, do you applaud this decision? Did you agree with it?
Yeah, I certainly understand it. And, you know, I'm happy for Chris Borland that he made this decision for himself, certainly a personal decision. You know, parents have understood for a while now that this risk occurs, a concussion, in safety and sport in general. And so we're seeing for the first time a decrease in participation in youth sport and youth football in particular. Chris Borland was a bit of a surprise for everyone in the sense that he's at the height of his career. Standout rookie last year, led the team in tackles. For him to come out and say it's not worth the risk certainly raised a lot of heads, raised a lot of eyebrows, and I think it brought home the fact that this is a real issue and that players are starting to understand.
So how can technology help? Because that's something as a parent, I mean, all of us, we're being very conscientious about this, and a lot of folks are tracking what you guys are doing.
Yeah, well, you know, first thing to understand is, you know, technology doesn't detect a concussion. There is no equipment that detects a concussion. In fact, there's no equipment that prevents a concussion. People think that helmets do that. Helmets were designed in order to stop skull fractures, not to stop concussions. So that's a common misnomer. What technology can do, however, is provide information in real time to the sideline staff who can deal with these things, can diagnose concussions, and deal with these players. And so that's what we do. We send that information wirelessly to the sidelines to help do some of what the NFL does with personnel. The NFL has a spotter program. They seat an athletic trainer up in the press box to view the field and radio injuries down to the sideline that maybe were missed. That's one of the roles that our technology does, because at the college and the high school level, they don't have those spotter programs, and it's very challenging to see what's occurred on the field of play.
The CEO of iOne Biometrics, Jesse Harper, is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We'd love to invite you to chime in on the conversation. Join us at Twitter, at E Radio Sports. We'd love to hear from you, because we're wondering, I mean, can technology prevent early retirement from NFL players? I mean, what can it do in terms of even at the high school level? And as I was saying, as a parent, I mean, there's legitimate fears over brain trauma. I mean, what is some of the feedback, Jesse, that you, your company, that you guys are receiving from parents?
Parents are very excited that we may be able to do something to increase the safety
okay,
of these players.
Yeah.
Parents are scared, you know, and you understand why. I have this conversation in my own home. I have a son who played college ball and just finished. I played ball. I have a younger son who's going into high school. Every July, my wife and I sit down, and we have a conversation about the risk of football for our sons.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that this plays out in homes across America. And, you know, it's certainly something that's personal to me. And I think that we, as a sport, need to do a better job in keeping these players safe and making parents and players feel confident so that they don't have to make the decision that Chris Borland made.
Yeah, and I think that's so important. I mean, because as a parent, I mean, you're just wondering, you know, can technology offer, you know, more and provide more confidence for families because they are very concerned about what is going on in this recent trend.
They are. Coaches are critical in this process. And so, you know, we've been talking a little bit today about the athletic trainers and the sideline personnel and understanding what's happening on the field. And that's critical. And that's certainly an element of what we do here. And that's the safety side of things. The other side of it is what I'll call a coachable moment. So these coaches are pivotal in under, you know, teaching these players how to hit properly. What's the proper technique? And with technology such as our vector mouth guard, you're able to see not only how hard the player got hit, but where on the head they took that hit. You can then overlay all of their impacts from a practice or a game and view a heat map of that player's head. So you can identify as a coach which of my players are maybe dropping their head as they run through the line, or what drills am I running, am I leading with my coaching staff that are leading to greater head impacts or greater crown impacts and axial compression? Where are we increasing risk? Then it creates these coachable moments where we can teach these players better behavior, which long-term will reduce their risk of future injury, and also from a selfish coach's perspective, saves us a 15-yard spearing penalty on Friday night if these guys know how to hit better. So important all around.
Hey, Jesse Harper with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Got to ask you this. I mean, what about the NFL? I mean, do you agree how they are handling concussions? And what might you propose to give the fans, players, parents, you know, just a sense of comfort?
The NFL's had a really tough year. Whether it's on field or off field, they've had a really tough year.
Right.
And the concussion and the player safety has not been easy for them. I think that, kind of they're being tested in the crucible of public opinion and awareness right now. Public awareness of the concussion issue is at an all-time high. It's not a football-only problem. It exists in many sports. Many people think that soccer is the safe alternative to football, when in reality, women's soccer or girls' soccer has the second highest incident rate of concussion per player, second only to football.
Wow, really?
So it's not unique, but the NFL is certainly taking the brunt of it. You understand why. They're starting to make some changes. You're seeing policy changes and kickoffs and egregious hits and things like that. So it's moving in the right direction, but it's a bit slow. Certainly the players have suffered from this, and that's why there's the lawsuit in the Players Association and all the rest.
Well, it's more than paying out those settlements and those lawsuits. I mean, are you encouraged by the NFL's new concussion rule to have an independent trainer to serve as a spotter for to detect any possible concussions?
I think it's a great first step. The sidelines, as I've said, is organized chaos. It's very hard to see what's occurring on the field of play. And so the more eyes and or at the lower levels technology such as ours that identifies these hits and wires that to the sidelines so that they know to involve themselves is critical. We want proper medical care at the time of an injury. It's very easy to see when a player blows a knee or twists an ankle. Very hard to see when they've suffered a brain injury. And that's what technology such as ours and the spotter program at the NFL are trying to help with.
How does early detection help athletes become better players?
Well, this really goes back to that coachable moment side. So, this is more of a youth and high school element than it is a college and pro. At college and pro, they've got their behaviors pretty well baked in, and these coaches are fine-tuning them at that point. It's more of a performance thing. At the lower level, they're learning how to hit properly. They're learning, how to not put their head in when they're tackling someone. You still hear things like, did you get a ding? Did you get your bell rung? The vernacular that's unhealthy to minimize brain injury. If we can start teaching better behavior and better tackling technique at the younger ages, that technique carries them through their career and lowers their long-term risk. So that's really where the technology starts to play in. The other thing that I would hope long-term is, the professional and NC2A limit the number of full contact practices during the week in season. That does not exist at high school and youth. So whereas at the college level you may only see 2 full contact practices a week, at the youth level you may see a youth player having 5 or even 6 full contact practices. So their exposure is greater.
Hey, the CEO of iOne Biometrics is joining us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Our time is flying by so quickly. Tell us about your sports technology company. As I said in the open, you're based out of Kirtland, Washington, and I know that you've worked with a number of universities across the country. In fact, KU. Share about some of the latest technology you're using with them.
We have. So it's our Vector Mouthguard product, which at a high level, it detects in real time the head impacts that a player experiences on the field of play, sends it wirelessly to the sideline, telling not only how hard they got hit, but where they got hit for that timely medical intervention and then that long-term coachable moment and tracking that player over time. So we've deployed that at KU this spring, also University of Texas, Texas A&M, University of South Carolina, and a number of others. So a lot of really top-tier Division I college programs have brought that in for spring football, and now we're working to deploy that throughout the high school and youth levels as we move into fall ball, as we prep for that.
Where can we go online to find out more information about that?
So you can certainly go to our website, which is i1biometrics.com, so letter I, number one, biometrics.com, or you can find us on any of the social media channels. We have a lot of ongoing conversations there about not just concussion, but safety in sport, proper technique, wearable technology, things that people can might be interested in.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. We're getting ready to break down the final four. Stay close. We will be right back at YSR.